It's bonus pod 251.
You enter the dog park with your dog. Oh, your dog's so excited. It's jumping up and down. It's going, rap, lap, lap, lap. It's just wanted to walk for so long. But you've been so busy. You go, I'm sorry, I've been so busy, Scoochie. The name of your dog is Scoochie. And it goes, blap, 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 blap. And it's jumping up and down your leg. Blap, 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 blap. And you're like, all right there, girl. All right, calm down. Calm down. Let's just go for a nice walk. And your dog goes, blap, 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 blap. And it turns its head and it sees something in the distance. It goes, blah, 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 rough, wow. And it just goes, bah, and it she runs so hard that the leash tugs on your arm and falls off out of your hand. And you go, what the? Oh? And your dog, Scoochie, runs far, far away from you into the distance, into the middle of the park. And in the middle of the park is like a woody bit, bunch of trees and that. A copse? Would you call it a copse? And you go, Scoochie, Scoochie, come back. But you just hear blah, 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 getting quiet and quiet in the distance until Scoochie is lost in the thick of the trees. And you're going, oh, this again. And you walk through the park and you get to the trees and you head on, and it's much darker in here because the trees are blocking out the sun. And you go, Scoochie. You go, Scoochie. And you find Scoochie barking up a tree. And you go, Scoochie girl, come on, you can't just run away like that. But Scoochie doesn't look at you. Scoochie's just looking up the tree. And you go, what is a girl? And you go, bah, 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 and it's sniffing. Bah, 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 bah. And you sniff too. And you smell something that, oh gosh, what? Ugh. Oh God, that's terrible. It's like, smell of like shit and weed together. And you go, what is that? And you hear a voice above you say, it's called the surf and turf. And you go, what? And you look up, and Pierre and Phil are sat on two branches, swinging their feet in the air, kicking their feet like that, really, like sort of giddily kicking their feet. And they've got their hands on the tree branches, and Phil goes, yeah, it's called the surf and turf. No need to be rude. And you say, what are you guys doing up there? You're stinking out the wood bit of the park. The Scoochie's going, and we go, oh, we're just enjoying the dog park like you, friend. We're just dog lovers like you. And you look around and you go, what? But you don't even have any dogs with you. You're sat in the trees. And we go, don't we? And our eyes turn up into our heads, so that's all white. And we put our arms out and we look upwards, up towards the tops of the trees. And you look up to the tops of the trees. And then you start to see things falling out of the trees from far. And as these things get closer to you, you realize, oh my God, they're dogs. And dogs are just falling like rain out of these trees. Dobermans, poodles, Jack Russell Terriers, Rhodesian Ridgebacks, falling out of the trees. The barking is cacophonous. Meanwhile, Scoochie's going, blah, 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 blah. Scoochie's losing her mind. All these dogs piling down on the ground. And you go, ah! And you get covered in dogs, like a mound of dogs over you, is coast completely pitch black. You're just in this writhing, barking, stinking mess of dogs. Until you can't move. And then there's quiet, and you feel come the dogs get parted, and a crack of light shines through into you. And in this crack of light, you see Phil and Pierre looking in at you. And Phil says, and you said we didn't have dogs. Welcome to Bonus Pod.
That's good. I like that your go-to dog bark is like glap glap. Like it's such a weird. It's like a trumpet or something. Gladly blap blap blap.
Well, you know, every like language in the world has like weirdly different sounds for animal noises.
Like, yeah, well, dogs barking in French is wow, wow.
Is it? Yeah. I know moo, cow's moo in French is mongle moo. Mongle moo or something like that.
Mongle moo.
For me, dogs is bladadabab.
Bladlabab. That's like one of those pieces of trivia where it's like, and you know, in Malaysia, dogs go bladly blabbly. Dogs go glap glap. Right, okay. Doesn't seem right, but...
I think we've actually spoken about what is actually the best dog sound, and I think it's rah.
Yeah,
rah or bark, rah. Instead of bark, woof, it's rah.
Yes, because they do seem to have a kind of R that they can do.
Rah. Rah. Rah.
Yeah, R-A-H, R-A-U-H.
They're all very posh dogs. Rah, rah.
Rah, rah. Rah. Yeah, really well-bred dog. Rah. And sometimes they do a little one when they're just a bit grumpy about something. When they walk away from a door they were barking at and they go, bah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the sort of well fine of the dog world.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I'll stop barking then. God. Yeah.
American XL bullies now banned.
In Scotland.
I thought it was here too. I thought the ban.
Oh yeah, but then Scotland said they weren't going to do it, and then everyone started importing a lot of child-killing dogs into Scotland, and everyone in Scotland went, no, please.
Scotland is so good at just doing the opposite of what England does to its own detriment.
Yes, yeah, it's impressive.
But I'm glad they came to the right decision anyway. I'd like the UK now to ban actual bullies too, ideally. But I think that'll be harder to legislate.
Yeah, bullies of all sizes. No more bullying.
Also, just in, ban on vapes. Vapes are banned, Pierre. Vapes are going to be banned.
The disposable ones.
Yeah. Which are the vast majority of ones sold. And yeah, I know I'm getting old because I read that disposable vapes are getting banned and I went, yippee! I was thrilled.
I think it's, yeah, I mean, they are an insanely dystopian object.
Awful. Bad for your health and like the litter is crazy. You're throwing away a computer every time. You're throwing away like a little laptop every time you throw away a disposable vape. It's crazy the amount of like circuitry that's in there, the plastics, the metals. It's all so bad.
The battery, lithium.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And look,
you're throwing, you're smoking a Game Boy.
Yeah, man. I've thrown away a few disposable vapes in my time too, and I felt awful every time. And I think what I like about bands is just like, save me from myself.
Yeah, exactly. Stop letting me have the option of buying this.
It's when I know I can never be libertarian because it's like, I'm so into bands. I'm so into bands. This is my spicy take of the week is that I'm so into bands.
Bands so hot right now.
Bands are on fleek.
I'd forgotten about things being on fleek. Has that died?
Yeah, for sure. If I'm saying it, then it's died.
Yeah. Yeah, bands are on fleek. It's weird that the Tory government is going to be annihilated and they're sort of focusing quite heavily on banning things. Normally they do the other thing.
Right, where they try and give everyone little presents. But I think the economic situation is so dire that even a party that is in as much trouble as a Tory party literally can't afford to give gifts. So what they're saying is maybe we'll take away things that people wanted to take away and make them happy.
I suppose none of their core voters are puffing big clouds on a apple and cinnamon disposable rainbow colored vape.
Exactly. I mean, it plays to people who are against the litter, against the ugliness of it, and what every Tory person loves, against the enjoyment of young people.
Yes, that's it. I saw a young man in a hooded top smoking one of these, and then they go, it's banned now. They go, oh, thank God. Now he'll have to just loiter.
Because I think I saw him smile briefly.
I thought I saw a sense of rebellion and fun in his eyes, and I'd like that crushed, please.
And relief, of course, from the nicotine, but still it irked me to see a young person relieved about the state of the world for even a moment.
Crush the boy.
But I read an interesting piece, which I've sort of thought of myself, is that Sunak would be having such a better time if he just accepted that the Tories are out next
election
and just did shit and just like, or even spent money. Because at this point, it won't be their problem. If they spend a load of money now, it's Labour's problem, not
suddenly
not theirs.
It'd be weird if he suddenly decided to start governing now. It's like they've had an 80-seat majority in an elective dictatorship and they've just done nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible, but
so weird.
But he will always go, oh, I could have done stuff, but I was sort of hamstrung by the lunatics. And it is true that as an individual, he's an intelligent, capable person, but he's also weak. And that's why he's had to waste all his time on a Rwanda bill he doesn't believe in and himself knows will never actually happen. When he could have actually done things, he could have invested, he could have, I don't know. Well, I think they're not building nuclear power plants. I think they've tried to make it easier, which is good. But build things. He could have built HS2. He could have. It's such a waste. And I always think, like, what a waste of. You shouldn't waste a lost election. You shouldn't waste like a failing government. Like I would think Cameron, when he's on the way out, he could have done stuff to at least weaken Brexit before he was out. He was out.
Yeah,
like,
that's
true. What a wasted retirement. That's it. There's no reason to waste a good retirement.
Yeah, and he didn't even have to leave. He could have hung around and done stuff. But you know what I'm looking forward to, Phil? A government where it doesn't matter what anyone in the government's opinion on Brexit is at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be awesome. And if it's a big majority, then the far left of the Labour is completely irrelevant and toast.
Well, they'll be delighted because they can rebel and get lots of retweets for voting no on everything.
Yeah.
And it'll still pass.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They get to have their cake and eat it.
Yeah. Yes.
That's but although Rishi Sunak is smart, but he does have like California Deloitte brain.
In what sense?
He's quite globalist and libertarian and sort of like the market will fix it and we'll cut everything. Like he's a lot more like that than people think. So he is smart, but he's not. He should be running some kind of not that crucial to people's lives and well-being Silicon Valley company.
Yeah. Yeah, because like a balance sheet doesn't really apply to running a country.
He should be running a company that frees up liquidity for regional authorities to invest in larger car parks. Some shit like that. Some boring shit like that. Nick Clegg bullshit, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he wants to do. That's what he's looking forward to. But, like, if I were him, like, I know that's what I'll be doing in a year's time. Why not just do some fun shit now? Just actually do some shit instead of, like, showing your ass every prime minister's questions.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, I had to stop myself. I was in Oxfordshire the other day, and I was talking to someone who was like, oh, they did terrible. They were going to put HS2 right through all the lovely. And I had to stop myself from going, I wish they had bulldozed this village. I would rather this charming village be turned into absolute dust.
One Costa and a vending machine for the
rains. I wish the trains went through here, through the cobbled square. Fuck your village. Yeah. I hate it. We have no infrastructure. All of you are old. There is no one young in this town. It is a fucking retirement home dormitory with a Waitrose. I want to start a YIMBY campaign called Screw Your View.
That's really good.
Yeah. Screw Your View. You don't own the horizon, old man.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want Keir Starmer to be the first steampunk prime minister, just turning the whole country, covering it in cogs and gears and big
devices.
Yeah,
I want his shit to look like Bioshock Infinite when he's done.
Just... I want to travel everywhere by rappelling rapidly up a rope with two wheels. That's what I want London to look like. Yeah.
Is that your spicy take then? You want the steampunk Britain?
Yeah, my spicy take is bring on the satanic mills.
What's the satanic mills?
Those satanic mills. Jerusalem. Oh, yeah.
What is that, factories?
Yeah, I think it was just him going like, oh, the factories make the countryside look yucky.
Right, yes.
That's how long-standing NIMBYism is in the English soul.
Ah, it's literally part of our unofficial national anthem.
Yeah, NIMBYism. It's just like... Hey, being the first country on Earth to industrialize made you a global superpower, biggest empire ever. Da, da. Yeah, but the view from the cottage. Oh. Pathetic. I want 100,000 million factories.
Pathetic. What we need is to start a new beauty standard where, like, the beauty standard isn't... super skinny, it isn't full bodied, it isn't body positivity, it isn't inclusivity, it's carbon fiber and large blades, wind blades, wind turbine blades, and tracks. We need to begin a new aesthetic movement of it's not industrial chic, it's too something more modern than industrial chic. Carbon fiber chic.
Yes, yes. New materials. New material chic.
New material chic, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I
Utopia
think wind farms.
Chic.
Huh?
Utopia chic.
Oh, yeah. I think wind farms look sick, man.
I love a wind farm.
They look
cool. I'll put one in my bedroom.
Yeah. Yes, that's my spicy take. Cover the UK in crazy new buildings and trains and factories and things. Because the same people that complain about wind farms and trains are the same people who go, we don't make anything in this country anymore.
It's true.
It used to be the factory of the world, Sheffield. All the hair bands and iron legs and... all the wooden eyeballs were all made here in our very own town, and they want nothing to do with it. They still complain.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, do you want new industry? No.
Oh, by the way, some of the new industry, the people involved will come from abroad. No.
But it's only because you and everyone you know won't do the jobs. We've offered them, and no one wants them, so we've had to bring in other people. No.
We'd rather have nothing. We'd rather have nothing. Well, you can have local people do the jobs if you just invested heavily in a series of highly incentivized training programs. No, I'll keep that money. Right. Okay. So nothing then. Yeah.
Let's combine our two spicy takes and say ban NIMBYism. Make NIMBYism illegal.
That's right. I
want there to be a moment in a prison somewhere in fucking what's the one in near King's Cross?
Pentonville,
where a gang member says to an old lady, "What are you in for?" And she says, "I petitioned against a solar panel." And I'm in for life.
Yeah.
Life.
I'm gonna die in here. And the big scary murderer is like backing away, like, whoa, whoa.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah. In my head, she's dressed like the Queen is dressed in that Paddington cartoon of her and Paddington. Like little bag, like purple dress, like hat, nice hat. She just turns straight to the member of the Aryan Brotherhood or ISIS in the prison or whatever. I'm going to die in here.
We should read some VIPCO.
Yes.
Before we die in here.
Ooh, baby. Stan.
Stan the man.
Mm-hmm.
I will never ban Stan.
No. Dear fill his pants with poo wang and Pierre, what's that smell, Novelli?
Nice. Really good.
Good. Pistorian here. I would like to extend my sincerest gratitude to you both and all the lovely listeners who've shared their poo stories. I certainly feel better about my pooing habits.
There wonderful.
Yeah, that's good. There was a suspected poo smearer from Ep 166. I would like to make this very clear. This was not me. I guess it must be the same name.
Right.
Stan hasn't said that, but I don't know why else. If anything, Stan, it's more suspicious that you haven't said why.
It's like yes. Saying,
2 years ago, there was a murder. I just want to say that wasn't me. What? My embarrassing poo story is from when I was 8 or 9, perhaps my peak poo era, but I hope better is yet to come.
Ah, yes, well, I believe in you. You're never too old.
You're never too old to keep pooing nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I had finished up wiping what was, on the face, brackets poo, of it, a very normal encounter with la toilette.
Mm.
This was a pre-leaving the house poo, so it was a bit rushed.
Oh, yeah, not ideal. But you're glad of it after. You're glad you got it in.
Yeah, when you're on a long, crowded train journey. Mm, and you think, thank God I don't also need a poo.
Yeah.
Upon getting into my mum's car with my friend Matt in the back, we noticed there was a strong smell of poo.
Oh, no.
We all diligently checked our shoes, but not a soul had collected any fecal matter. Get it?
Ah, very good. Soul, S-O-L-E.
Yeah. I kept sniffing,
hmm.
Not satisfied that the car was a poo-free zone.
Hmm. Well, you wouldn't if it smelled of shit.
Well, yeah. My nostrils then arrived at my right leg. I pulled up my tracksuit bottom leg, and I had a skiddy reminiscent of Donington. What does that mean?
No idea. A skiddy reminiscent of Donington.
Donington?
I'm going to Google Donington.
There's a Donington skiddy. Park. Donington Castle? How funny is this for a civil parish name in England where Donington Castle is? Shorecum Donington.
Wow.
You can't have cum in a name, guys. You can't do it.
You just can't have cum in a name.
Well, Donington apparently is something to do with skiddies. Oh, there's loads of Donningtons. Stan, this is very mysterious. Anyway, I had somehow shut down my leg and been completely unaware.
Oh.
How does that happen?
Yeah, in your youth.
How does that happen? I guess, what, do you have like a you stand up suddenly with a dangler and it slopples down your leg?
I often wee all over my legs without realizing.
Eh?
Yeah, because I've got like, well, I've got a foreskin like a colander. It goes all over the place.
No, what do you mean?
I pee on my legs all the time.
That is a terrible image and revelation. Hang on. Do you mean that just something about the nature of it creates a kind of like a different shower head setting?
That's it. Yeah, exactly. And there'll be one jet going into the toilet bowl, and I think, oh, everything's fine. Without me knowing, there's a secret second jet going down my leg.
That down your leg or onto and then down your leg?
Onto and then down my leg. Well, usually onto my trousers.
Yes. I have experienced what you're talking about, but I wouldn't say it's frequent.
And I have a light pair of trousers, tan trousers that I really like. But every time I put them on, I think, I have to make sure not to piss myself today because it will come up really clearly. And I once pissed myself in a restaurant in Edinburgh during the Fringe. And I told David O'Doherty, who was having lunch with me, and I said, can you walk me around the block? I've got piss all down my trousers. And I held my bag in front of it, and I had to walk around the block with David O'Doherty for my wee trousers to dry. And I'll always be grateful to him for that.
Well, that is touching, but hang on. In that situation, was it the kind of post-piss dribble dot?
No. I'd been peeing on it without realizing the whole wee. That's what happens. It's not dot. It's like the whole wee, there's a second jet that I'm weeing onto my trousers. And then I finish and I look down and like... And it's not like a little couple of dots. It's a full patch.
God.
Have I not told you this before?
If you did, you didn't emphasize the sheer extent of this.
Yeah. It's pretty, pretty bad problem.
Why don't you yank the old fella back?
Yeah, that's what I have to do now. I was told this. I had to be taught this by someone, by a fellow male, how to wee. So basically, I learnt how to wee as a man when I was like 30 years old. And I still get it wrong.
You can't do it through a sock.
No. So all I'm saying is I understand stands. Past issue. Although but, I don't see how you do it with the, I don't see how you do a bum equivalent.
Well, that's it, because the toilet bowl itself is the barrier between bum and shin.
Yeah. And I guess, so, unless he just wasn't finished when he got up.
He got up and one stray ploppolino sort of went zooming downwards and skidded down his thigh like a ricocheting bullet.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're saying, Stan. Well, either way, he says, no harm done in the moment. We all laughed. I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised your friend Matt didn't tear a strip off you for pooping your leg.
Unless it was a very polite laugh, like, I'd like to know if you ever heard from Matt again.
Yeah, or was it the sort of, was maybe Matt found it charming and it was, he sort of laughed like, oh.
Oh, you.
No harm done in the moment. We all laughed. The scars, however, persist. Every time I put shorts on, I instinctively check the back of my legs for any rogue skiddies I may have missed.
Wow, still to this day.
Yeah, it's burned into his brain.
That's good, though. That is good, good practice, anyway.
Yeah. Stan says the coolest uncool thing is being old.
Yeah, interesting. How's it cool?
He says, you're old and weary.
Yeah.
But by thunder, it must be fun to be able to say and do whatever you want, free of the shackles that youth imposes on you.
Very good. Yes, I think that's right.
I like by thunder. I might start saying by that. By thunder, I've shut my legs. I suppose I know what you mean, Stan, in terms of the shackles of peer pressure and expectations.
And ignorance. And ignorance. Naivety. If only could have the wisdom of age and the energy of youth at once, but such is the curse of the human condition.
Youth is wasted on the young. I think if pensioners got to be young again, they'd all be sucking and fucking.
Youth is wasted on the young, but they'd money's wasted on the old, I would say.
Yeah. Yes, I think I like that, Stan. Uncoolest cool thing is surfing. It looks very cool when it goes well, but I imagine it's an expensive hobby, highly seasonal, and I find the language around it, e.g. gnarly, very tedious.
Very tedious. All this gnarly, people are saying.
All this gnarly and bodacious and hanging 10.
Now, I would think that surfing is not that expensive. Only like, you know, skiing is and seems very expensive. But surfing seems to be done by sort of chill dudes.
I guess it's expensive to live by the sea and not be like a guy who lives in a van and is a chill van dude.
It's probably expensive being British and surfing because you have to travel to where you can surf.
And wear 7 wetsuits.
Yeah.
Thanks to Phil's dog-fucking tube story, I cannot walk past a dog without the words, I fucked a dog! Screaming through my mind.
I'm sorry.
Old school. And praise redacted in particular for Ep 116, where you discuss the duvet smiling phenomenon in hit Netflix show The Punisher. duvet wife.
Oh, duvet wife. In memories of a dead wife, she's always smiling in a very sunny bedroom under a duvet. And you're like, yeah, it's in bed at 12 noon.
It's so sunny that the sun is like smashing through a white duvet somehow. there was a show. Oh, that crappy Harlan Coben adaption that it was so American. The one I was complaining about, where all the houses were massive on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of duvet husband on that.
The one with Helen Mirren. Not Helen Mirren. Joanna Lumley.
Yes, there was a lot of duvet husband in
what's
that.
What's it called? Something like Don't Tell. Or
Fool Me Once.
Ah, that's it.
Yeah, Fool Me Once. Yeah, a lot of duvet husband. Praise Redacted says Stan for that. I made the mistake of listening to this while driving through the peaks, and I do not know how the laughter didn't make me extinct.
Oh, good. I'm glad you supported.
Koji Stan. Thank you, Stan, and thank all of you.
Thank you, Patreons. Lovely to have you. We love
yes,
you lots.
We do appreciate it. Whatever level ye may be, for however long ye can subscribe, we are big fans of yours for this.
Absolutely.
We're very grateful.
Come and see me and Pierre live if you haven't. Otherwise, have a lovely week. We'll see you again soon. Ban everything. Bye.
Bye.